I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Hour number two here on WEEI Afternoons. Ted Johnson in the house. How we doing today, Mr. Johnson?
Hey, what's up, boys? How we doing?
Big Teddy.
We're rolling, baby.
Let's go.
How was the birthday, bye weekend, everything that went into it?
I had a great bye weekend. Went down to H-Town, or the Ball, as we call it, Tom Ball, Texas. Home of Jimmy Butler. He's from the Ball. But, yeah, I went down and saw Dad and Sylvia. My parents, they're getting up there in age, you know. God bless her. My stepmom's 90 years old. My dad, 83 years old, and they are still got that sharp sense of humor, which I always appreciate about my dad. So it was great to see him. Thank you for asking, boys. Did you guys have a good bye weekend?
Yeah, absolutely. A couple days off, some Christmas. I was in a store, and I was thinking of you. It felt like a Ted Johnson store. My wife and daughter were taking me. First of all, half the stuff was way out my price range. I picked up a shirt that I loved, just a regular button down, and it was $148. And I was like, okay, I'm putting that back down.
Wow.
I don't know why it needs to be
$149. What was the name of that store? Bloomingdale's?
No, it was just a random, like, out in the country, standalone mom and pop shop. A lot of nice vests that I liked.
So $140 for a nice shirt is way out of your range.
Yeah, I don't need that.
Don't need it?
Nah.
Don't care for it?
Nah.
Okay. All right. You work hard, right?
I do.
You work out. You lift weights, huh?
Yeah.
What you?
I feel like I'm being set up again.
If you
treat yourself.
Care, if you work hard to get yourself in shape, why wouldn't you get clothes to accentuate kind of the work you've been doing?
I will say, when you wear a good shirt, it does feel good.
Oh, you get what you pay for with clothes.
That's a nice shirt.
To Stiz's point, you get if you're going to buy I'd rather buy a $50 shirt. Okay, you're buying crap.
Yeah,
it's not gonna,
probably true.
It's not going to last as long, and it won't be nearly as nice to wear out.
Yeah, you're right. So you tell me I should have bought the shirt I liked.
I'm telling you, why are you depriving yourself of a nice shirt? If you've earned it, you've worked hard for it, you got a good physique, you work hard, so why not?
Okay, maybe next time. Maybe I'll go back. Maybe they'll have a sale after the holidays so I can get like 20% off.
There you go.
All right, it's 3 o'clock. Ted's here. It's time for the three-point stance.
319!
319!
319! Yeah, there you go!
Stance.
Just count to three.
That's three!
Three shall be the number thou shalt count.
Pierce for three. It's good!
Three fabulous flyers.
And the number of the counting shall be three.
Got tip scores! Ties it 3-3!
On WEEI Afternoons.
Time for today's three-point stance here on WEEI Afternoons, brought to you by Jeffrey Glassman Injury Lawyers, Boston's go-to injury attorney for over 30 years. If you've been hurt in a car or work accident or the Hokas were on the clearance rack, you got to get Glassman. Call all sevens at 617-777-7777. 3 o'clock here on WEEI Afternoons. Three hosts, each of which will present their stances on the biggest stories in Boston sports and beyond. Andy Hart, you will lead us off. You get 60 seconds for your opening stance. Are you ready?
Absolutely.
All right, here is 60 seconds. Go ahead.
All right, we often debate whether a player or a coach has it Well, I think we now have a coach in New England coaching the football team that gets it. Listen to what Mike Vrabel said in his press conference yesterday.
You know, we're in the entertainment business. It's a large part of what we do.
Thank you, Mike Vrabel, for understanding what the job is in the year 2025 and putting to bed the Bill Belichick era. I know Bill was great. He won a lot of games, but he also believed it was not entertainment. He believed you were only competing. It was life or death. If he had his way, he would have gotten rid of Patriots.com, Patriots Football Weekly, the social media team, the cheerleaders, everything that went into it.
Not NFL Films, though.
Not NFL Films and his boy Ken Rogers, you're right. But everything else he would get rid of on a team level. He believed all you had to do was put a larger number on the scoreboard and everything else took care of itself. And maybe there was a time that was true. It is not true anymore. Mike Vrabel was referencing his post-game videos that are on social media. We all love them. We all watch them, right? And then he acknowledged the content team that puts them out and how important they are as a connection with the fans. Fitzy, I've told you a million times, I know they're competing for a title, but they also need to remember on a week-to-week basis, they're in the entertainment business. Mike Vrabel gets it. Oh, and by the way, while getting it, he's 11-2. So just because you acknowledge you're an entertainer doesn't mean you can't be a competitor and chase the victories. You can have both. We have both with Mike. Stop it. I was doing the Ted Johnson approach.
All right.
Where do we go from there?
Yeah, go. Sure, I guess, I left you speechless.
Sure, I'm not sure where to go with that one. I mean, the Patriots are entertaining. Great. Yeah, Mike Vrabel, very entertaining. Loves being entertaining. I also love the fact that he yesterday on the morning show, what did he say to those guys? I know you find me very entertaining.
Oh, no, he said, I am very entertaining for you guys.
I am very entertaining to you guys. That's right. Yeah. Good. Good. He knows it. You know, I think people oftentimes, Andy, Ted, if you know people like this as well, I'd love to hear from you. But, like, people mistake confidence with arrogance. You know what I mean? Like Mike Vrabel is an extremely confident person, but that, you know, that doesn't mean he's cocky, arrogant, or off-putting by any stretch. And I actually, I think people like that, that know they're entertaining and can be entertaining and deliver a quality product at the same time, they're my favorite types.
Yeah. I don't think, you say entertaining in the sense that, like, they're entertaining how they play the game, like how they run their offense, or the personalities they have.
And Mike Vrabel?
No, just I'm talking to Andy. Like, what your overall point about being?
Yeah, no, acknowledging that there's an entertainment value to the sports world on a weekly
basis.
So,
what are they doing that makes you entertained by what they're doing? They're winning, like Bill did. What's
right,
the difference?
I mean, he acknowledged he was going to have introductions to try to get the fans juiced up and involved in the game.
Yep.
He acknowledges that he loves the content team that works very hard and stretch edits it, but to get his post-game speech out there to the masses. He acknowledges that, yeah, when he goes on the Greg Hill show and he talks to listeners, he tries to be entertaining. He knows that
he's connected. So it's more about Mike Vrabel's being entertaining us as opposed to the team that's entertaining us.
Well, yeah, no, the entertainment business he's acknowledging is more than just the 1-4 on Sunday. That a football team, if you're doing it right, and the NFL wants to do it right, they want to own your thoughts and your attention all week long, right? They want you watching, looking, going on social media, reading, interacting. Mm-hmm. And I think he gets that. It's why you see him do podcasts. I saw him this week. He was on Barstool podcast. We know he did
making the rounds.
Bussing with the Boys in the past.
I don't think he's doing it because it's what the NFL wants. I think he's doing it because that's who he is.
Mm-hmm.
I think he wants to sell his team. I think he's partly making the rounds now because he feels like he knows what his team is.
Mm-hmm.
And he's starting to talk, you know, he's talking, his vernacular is different, right? So he's throwing out words like championship, that kind of thing. So he feels more confident about his team that he can kind of go there. Now he's going out on a press tour, partly because he knows what kind of team he has. I don't think he wants to put out this some product where you're just watching, you go, wow, these guys are flashy. And I think he just went on the field. His personality, just being Mike himself, is entertaining 1,000 times more entertaining than any coach that came here previously. And so I think that's just kind of inherently who he is. But I don't think he's doing it because, well, the NFL wants me to be entertaining, so I'm going to do it. Bill, you know, and then you compared him to Bill. Bill's the last thing Bill would ever do was something that somebody wanted.
Right.
So, mm-hmm. So it's, I don't think either of them are doing, you know, or I don't think Mike's doing it for because he wants the NFL to be happy about him being entertaining. I think that's just his nature.
No, but I also think he understands the business aspect of it and that he makes a very, you know, for example, I don't know if we're going to get into it, but Justin Herbert last night kind of blew off Laura Rutledge, the postgame interview. Kinda. And he's like, I'm trying to celebrate with my teammates. And I saw he took a lot of heat. And a lot of people are like, you make $260 million a year to play quarterback and the primetime TV partner wants to do a quick interview. That's part of your job. I think Mike Vrabel gets that. He gets paid, I don't know, remember we Googled it, Ted, I think it's $17 million is the reported salary for Mike Vrabel. I think he gets that the rising tide of economics lifts all boats, and part of that is beyond the football field and beyond just playing the game on Sunday or Monday.
I would push back on that and say I don't think it's fair to say that one approach is right or wrong. I mean, the resume of Belichick would suggest that the no frills, no BS style that he had was not the incorrect way to go about it.
Right.
At that time.
At that time with those players. And I think that's a part of this. I think this is an evolutionary thing. Social media, modern athlete, kids, you know, Stephon Diggs type player is on your team, Kayshon Booty, Mac Hollins, like different personalities and what they've come accustomed to. But I also would say, do we know the Patriots wouldn't have won more if Belichick didn't relax a little bit? Do we know maybe they wouldn't have beaten the Giants a couple times if he loosened up a little bit? Like, they won a lot of Super Bowls. They lost some Super Bowls that I might say, if you were looser in 07 and didn't treat it like it was such a business trip, you might have the first perfect season in the history of NFL on your resume, Bill. Lighten up.
I mean, conversely, he also has a lot of rings that could have not been rings that he won, and that wonderful players like Ted Johnson won if he was not as much of a hard ass about it.
Right.
I'm not saying I agree. It's a lot more fun to listen to Mike Vrabel talk on the radio than it is Bill. And Ted, I would imagine you would have had a lot more fun and would have enjoyed your time more with Vrabel as your coach than Bill. I'm just saying that both based solely based on the resume they have their merits for the time that they were coaching him.
I think a way to look at it is I think Mike is just more entertaining to his players.
Mm-hmm.
I think the players enjoy Mike's kind of, crap talk, the way he encourages them to kind of give it back to him.
Yep.
I heard a story recently where, you know, the meeting room, the main meeting room where he addresses the team every morning. I mean, after the day after their Giants game, before they left for the bye week, was the music was pumping. And in the room where the coach is, like, I mean, okay, maybe in the locker room, but in the actual meeting room?
Yep. Yep.
And that's so Mike is keeping it loose. He's keeping it fun. He's entertaining as a head coach to his players. I think the other stuff is just a side benefit that we get to see. And I thought he was real reserved when he first got here. He kind of just, you know, he didn't really show his full self. And he's starting to show it a little bit more. You'll never see the full Mike, is my guess, outwardly, publicly. But you'll hear stories from behind the scenes that'll give you a bigger understanding of who he really is. But I think you get glimpses of it here and there.
There was also another story that made the rounds recently that early on he entered the lunchroom and he noticed it would go hush. Like everybody that was having conversations would go hush. And he basically said something to them like, you don't have to stop talking because I walked in. I'm not Jesus or God.
What did Carlton Davis say that he got everybody relaxed when he said something? Maybe it was the lunchroom, but it was something.
I think it was the lunchroom thing.
Okay, well. Or the meeting room, when he walked in the meeting room and it was, you know, like when Bill walked in, everybody shut the hell up. Where Mike's like, why is everybody so quiet?
And Bill wanted you to shut the hell up.
Oh,
right?
Yeah, of course he did.
Doesn't this just speak to how even if people didn't play for Bill Belichick, if they didn't play for Belichick, everybody knows the way Belichick ran things or how Belichick conducted business when he was here. And so people sort of still remember that or abide by it. And part of what Mike Vrabel has had to do, and I think done an admirable job at, is counter-program people's mindsets. Like, it's not going to be run the same way. I am going to trust you. You can take the car out on Friday night. Just show up before 11 o'clock with the same amount of gas in the tank as Dad let you take it out with. Do that, and everything's going to be cool. Abuse the privileges. You don't get privileges anymore. It's parenting done right is really the way that Mike Vrabel has gone about things. He's trusting them to be men, which I again, from a distance, I appreciate very much. I think he's a dude about it.
So in the day, Ted, where the meeting room, they had the music on, that was right after the Giants win?
Correct.
Wow, and Drake was still in that bad of a mood. That's crazy. All right, Fitzy, your time is now. Are you ready?
I would like to talk more football.
All right, let's do that in 60 seconds. Go ahead.
Ladies and gentlemen, gosh, golly, gee, jeepers. I don't know if you heard, but earlier today, signing on to the Indianapolis Colts practice squad, they have chosen chaos out of desperation. And you know what they say, desperate times call for absurdly biblical 10 child having actions. Phillip Rivers, age 44, who officially retired as a member of the San Diego Chargers, who now play in Los Angeles this past summer, is unretiring so that he can be on, well, sort of, actually, because he's on the Indianapolis Colts practice squad. Whether or not he is the best option to play quarterback for them or ultimately actually gets promoted to the active roster, that's sort of immaterial for the moment. I just absolutely love this. The NFL was a much more entertaining place with Phillip Rivers in it. I think he probably still can be a much better quarterback than Riley Leonard, or who he's also double the age of. He's a grandfather. He's a father. He's a father of 10. Coach, nonsense, like, doesn't swear. The guy is an absolute hoot and a riot, one of the best trash talkers ever. I hope they promote him. And now all of a sudden, instead of writing off the Colts, I'm pulling an Andy slash Ted. I hope they make it to the playoffs just so we get more Phillip Rivers.
So you hope that. But what do you think they will happen?
Disaster.
I think, you know what, Ted? I think not this week. I think next week he gets promoted. And that means he puts off his Hall of Fame membership for possible vote for 5 years, which is crazy. But I think he'll win a game or two. They have a great running back, a really good receiving core, a great rookie tight end.
Do they make the playoffs? Do they win the AFC South?
No, they do not win the AFC South, but they do bolster their chances of being a wild card. And here we were talking just a month ago about them being the number one seed in the conference, and now they're signing a 45-year-old guy who will be the oldest quarterback in the NFL by 3 years to try to save their season. It's nuts. But it's also fantastic. Just as someone who loves storylines and content, man, like the drama, the potential comedy, it's all at play.
Very intrigued. I'm going to go with intrigued. Excited is a word that could also fit in, but I'm going with intrigued on this one just because it's something to behold for NFL fans. So we'll see how that one goes again. Still on the practice squad for now, but we'll see if they end up elevating him. All right, Ted Johnson, as we move our way through the three-point stance, your time is now, and are you ready?
I'm ready, bud.
All right. Here is 60 seconds for your three-point stance. Go right ahead.
All right. So I'm going to talk a little college football. I love this story. I heard Andy talking about Notre Dame yesterday, and I think you basically called him out for just being chumps. And you're right. Please, Notre Dame, give me a break. But another story that's been fascinating to me is the Ole Miss story with Lane Kiffin going to LSU, leaving his team on the lurch. They're the sixth-ranked team in college football, and they got the 12-team playoffs coming up. And he decides he's going to go, you know, make a bag of money and leave all of those kids behind. But one coach did not leave the players behind, and he drove to Baton Rouge to ask Lane Kiffin if he could coach the Ole Miss Rebels in the playoffs and then come back. And he said, sure. And that coach was Charlie Weiss Jr., the offensive coordinator. Charlie Weiss Jr. Asked if he could go back and coach the team. He has been given permission by both Ole Miss and LSU and Lane Kiffin, and he's brought three other guys with him. To which I say, you know, you remember the scene in, you guys ever see Dead Poets Society?
Long time ago, yep.
Oh, at the end
Captain.
Hey, give it to me.
Captain, my captain.
That is my Captain, my captain. One Charlie Weiss Jr., tip of the cap, standing ovation. Just a ton of respect for him going and coaching those kids. The school has never had a record like this. They've never been as good as they are. And now you have a guy going to help them get through the playoffs. I commend you, Captain. One Charlie Weiss Jr. Good for him.
Ted Johnson, I believe you can correct me because you were there. I believe, like father, like son, 2004, Charlie Weiss in like December took the Notre Dame job. But obviously remained in place as the offensive coordinator for the Patriots. And there were stories that he was actually doing both jobs, like making recruiting phone calls at 10 o'clock at night after he finished up game planning with Tom Brady. And you guys obviously successfully won the Super Bowl. And then Charlie could go off onto his own with Notre Dame. But I wonder if that plays a role. Maybe. I wonder if, you know, I'm sure he
got some counsel from his dad.
Yeah.
And that's what, his dad told him. So good for Charlie Weiss, you raised a good boy there. I just have a lot of respect for that coach, because it can't be easy for those coaches that have left left Ole Miss to go coach at LSU to come back.
No.
When all the fans hate the head coach, Lane Kiffin, but probably even all the assistants that went with them.
Yep.
And so I commend him for going back to what can't be an easy locker room to walk back into.
Also a little weird but is this the typical news? You know, like you watch the news at night and all the negative stuff is at the front and then the positive stuff is like 30 seconds at the back. I feel like the chaos that was the guys leaving got a lot of attention. I don't feel like
this flew under the radar.
Right, that's what I mean. Like the good stuff. Oh, wait, they're doing the right thing. They're coaching the Ole Miss players. I don't
feel
like
a handful of the assistants, not Lane Kiffin.
But I don't feel like it's getting any attention.
I
feel
like
they should be nice job propping this up and getting it out there and them doing the right thing by the school and by the kids.
Yeah.
617-779-7937.
Ironically, they're playing Tulane in the first round.
Yeah.
Which they beat Tulane already this year by a big margin.
How are they going to beat Tulane? Charlie Weiss Jr. will have to be on the phone with his dad for days. Dad, how am I going to beat the Green Wave? However will we score against Tulane? And by the way, when Charlie Weiss stayed with the Patriots after he had accepted the Notre Dame job, the college football landscape was how it should have been. Like, it wasn't, we got to get in on the portals. The transfer portal is open.
Yeah, there wasn't all that. No
like,
doubt.
All that drama and nonsense. And, like, this system is so broken. Like, this is exactly how it should be. Good for the coaches for doing that. I mean, an attaboy is great and all, but, like, this is, like, you signed on to do a job. Finish your job like grown men, then go on to your next one.
Go ahead.
Go ahead, bud.
No.
Real quick, just did you, in your stance against Notre Dame, did you tell them that they need to play in a conference championship game?
That was part of it.
Yeah, get into a conference.
See, they don't want to be in a conference when it benefits them to not be in a conference, but now that this would have benefited them to be in a conference, you can't bitch about it. You can't have it both ways.
You can't have it both ways.
They're bitching that Miami. They're mad at the ACC that the ACC promoted Miami.
Yep.
Well, if you join the conference, I bet you they'd promote you too.
Correct.
Or at least not promote your competition.
You're sitting there on your hands while every other team that's trying to get in is playing a conference championship game. And so, please. And then one more thing on that. What was I going to say? Oh, it's they're not going to a bowl game. And does that, when you think of Notre Dame saying, you know what, we're pissed that that you didn't put us in the playoffs, so we're not going to a bowl game. Who does that hurt?
The kids?
Yeah. Is it about, mm-hmm. Did the kids matter in any of this ever anymore?
Doesn't feel like that.
Did they ever, really? But, I mean, more so now, it's just the blatant disregard for the actual kids playing the game is just kind of far back in their minds.
Let's squeeze in a couple phone calls here, 617-779-7937, as we get into a TED Talk after the break. Let's go to Matt in Rhode Island. What's up, Matt?
Hey, what's up, guys? Hey, Pitchy, great question yesterday with the Bradbury thing with May, and you can just tell like his real genuine admiration for his teammates. It really shows through. At 20, at such a young age, he's just the leader of the team. So you went from the suck tax, paying the suck tax, to a destination real quick. I got one question for Ted. Everything goes through Josh Allen, obviously. Like if they started hitting like they did Monday night, I don't think there's anyone else on defense. My question is, like, do you spy Josh Allen in that coming up Sunday? Thanks. I'll listen.
Thanks for the call, Matt. Spying Josh Allen?
Yep, I would.
Bengals
should have. I don't. But it's still, there's a lot of times, I'll be honest, it's really more about just having a coordinated rush lanes.
Mm-hmm.
The mush rush is the best thing because, I'll be honest, you can put you want to put Christian Ellis on him. You want to put Spillane on him. You want to put Martu Mapu on him. If there's wide enough lane for him to get through, no spy is going to catch that thoroughbred, right? It just and be as effective. So it's more about having a kind of coordinated rush to make sure there's not big lanes for him to rush through that would really help negate his running the ball.
I've had this vision/dream, Fitzy. We talk to Marcus Jones every Monday, and he always tells us how he thinks he's the biggest guy on the field while he's playing. I would like to see him light up Josh Allen on Sunday. I want to see Josh Allen roll out, and all of a sudden he's going to run, and Marcus is in coverage and just comes up, and they just collide. And I want Marcus Jones to put him on his bum. And he's the smaller guy, but I want him to blow him up.
You know who did 6 years ago? Jonathan Jones.
Yeah, so something similar like that.
They were in Buffalo in 2019, and Jonathan Jones, who was also a really good tackler and played much bigger than his size, absolutely popped and knocked Josh Allen out of the game back in 2019, bringing the legend of Matt Barkley in. Spoiler, Patriots won.
Coming up next here on WEEI Afternoons, it's time for some TED Talk. Couple segments here with Ted looking at the bye weekend. Second one, we'll get around the NFL. But first, he's been thinking about the Patriots doing, they call it self-scouting. We'll call it Ted scouting. And what did he come up with? You'll find out next here on WEEI Afternoons.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different, good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Back here on WEEI Afternoons. If you haven't heard, Philip Rivers is now on the practice squad of the Colts. So, Ted Johnson,
yep. We
got to ask you. First down, first and 10. Could you give us one down, one series, anything? What could you give us?
I don't know. In an NFL context game.
Yep. Philip Rivers is coming back after 5 years off.
What, you want me to go hit him?
Yeah.
What, you do not like Philip Rivers?
Oh, so you're saying you could take on Philip Rivers?
Oh, are you kidding me?
You got a series in you, Ted, for sure.
I got a goal line stand in me.
Let's go.
Patriots need a series on defense this Sunday against the Bills. Can you play it?
One series. I mean, yeah. You know, is it a 10-play series?
Is it a 3-and-out?
Is it a 12-play series? Is it 15-play? Is it just, first and goal at the... Yeah. 3-yard line?
I don't know. Their red zone defense sucks, so yeah. I'm not ruling out that.
You know what? They get down inside the 10-yard line.
Yeah.
Put me in, coach.
Okay.
Put me in, coach, and I got it from there.
I like that.
But beyond that, Ted is now making his bones.
By the way, real quick, bolo tie, one of my favorite ties to watch Philip Rivers give a post-game press conference in. I mean, the 10 kids is impressive, but the bolo tie is even better.
It is.
He's a granddad.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah. Well,
he's young granddad.
Yeah,
like they
kids.
That doesn't pump him out quick.
Like, legally speaking, he's a grandfather.
That is true. But Ted can give you 3 plays, he said, in an NFL game, but he prefers to make his money these days analyzing NFL games, so you know what time it is.
It's time for a TED Talk.
In a pothole that time in the form of Ted Johnson.
This was a disappointing play. Patriots had momentum.
From 3-time Super Bowl champion Ted Johnson.
This guy is one of the best inside linebackers in football.
It's like playing hide-and-go-seek with the football. The snap of the ball, said hike.
On WEEI Afternoons.
As always, TED Talk is brought to you by Boston Prolotherapy. If joint pain has you riding the bench, do what Ted did. Eliminate your joint pain with Dr. Franke of Boston Prolotherapy, online at bostonprolotherapy.com. I think there's a little fib in this read here, Ted. You, you,
never rode the bench. When were you riding the bench?
I don't recall that.
Yeah, you were never riding. Even through the injuries, you were out there gutting it out for your football team. All right, so you had some time to ruminate over the Patriots, the bye week.
He's thrown for the end zone, and back there, the catch is made. Keyshawn Booty has six.
So, Ted Johnson, the offense, what are they doing that's working?
So, it's that basically when the Patriots get in that gray zone, okay, that gray zone is between, I'd say, the 20 and roughly 35-yard line. Sometimes it can go up to the 40-yard line.
Mm-hmm.
That's their sweet spot to get touchdowns. The Patriots are number one in the NFL in length of touchdowns, okay? So they are – I think they average 17 yards per touchdown that they get, mm-hmm. all right? And it's not all passing. There's a lot of long Travion Henderson runs
right.
that went for touchdowns, so that gets factored into it. So that kind of skews it a little bit. But what – like what is their – if you had to say what is their bread and butter play – on offense that you can kind of consistently count on week in, week out, I'd say it's the fades up the sidelines. Right sideline, left sideline, it really doesn't matter. And that play right there was Keyshawn Booty in the Cleveland Browns game catching a double move, okay? It was a sluggo, slant and go off of off coverage. A lot of teams play him in press coverage with no safety over the top, and that's a clear indication to the quarterback that's where he wants to go with the ball. But he also was versatile enough to beat his guy with off coverage, off alignment with the double move, which I thought was great. So continue working on that. That is one of their bread and butter plays. Is I think Drake throws a gorgeous kind of fade route, nine route, whatever you want to call it, streak route, down the sideline, either sideline. It doesn't matter. I think he's a little bit better going to his right. But that play that I'm referencing there was to his left. So that is something you will continually see, is my guess. Lean into what you're good at. And those kind of fade routes, nine routes between the 20 and the 35-yard line, I think is probably their best play on offense.
And the good news is, Fitzy, that's important because it cover ups the fact that at times they're a team that could have, I don't know, six chances at the 1 yard line and not get in the end zone.
Right.
So snarkily, right? If you're Fitzy, you and I, we sell a little snark sometimes. If you can't score close, why don't you just score from far away, right?
That's the easiest thing to do. Don't worry about your issues getting inside the red area or on the goal line. Just score from 25 yards out. Everything will be cream cheese.
Fake it to Gibson, May moving, throwing, and it's caught for a touchdown. Mac Hollins, his first touchdown as a Patriot.
So if the first was their bread and butter, what do they need to lean on a little more if they're going to really get to where they want to be?
Moving pockets. Get the quarterback out in moving bootlegs, you know, waggles, half rollouts. To me, especially in that play that we just played, that was Mac Hollins' first touchdown of the season, and it was week two game at Miami, and it was a bootleg to the right. They were on the left hash, so you're going to boot to the right because there's more room over there, right? And the Dolphins were playing a cover two, which some teams like to play there in that area. But they've had issues clearly in red zone. They're not as good in goal-to-goal situations. They were on the 8-yard line. A boot rollout. What does a boot do when you are down there on the goal line? It gives you some more options. You have a guy from the backside crossing over. You have two guys on the front side doing a high-low principle. Kind of one goes to the back corner of the end zone, which Mac Hollins did, caught the touchdown. And then you put bait in front of that cornerback to kind of stress him out with a guy out in the flat. And then if the quarterback doesn't like what he sees, what is he going to do?
Run!
Run the ball, baby. So it gives you four options just in one play down in the area, which they are not very good at. And so I'd like to see more boots, more pocket movements type plays inside the 20-yard line to get the points that they are, you know, going to desperately need when the games get more important.
I couldn't agree with you more. I don't want to oversimplify their red zone issues, but with Drake May as your quarterback, this seems like the solution. Because also as a fan, when you watch these quarterbacks, whether it's Josh Allen, Patrick Mahomes, Drake May, when they do that, it's fun to watch because you almost see them put the defense in a damned if you do, damned if you're going to cover that guy. Okay, I'm going to tiptoe to the pylon and score a touchdown. Oh, you're going to late come after me? And we see these little, the easiest touchdown pass you ever see, right? They leave their guy, they uncover, and boom, they toss it. I just think it puts guys in a stress. In an area where it's tight, that's the one advantage the offense has, in my opinion.
No question. And if you ever think of a boot play, it feels like, and a lot of people aren't going to know what I mean, what a stretch run. If you know what a stretch run is, it's like it's the Denver Broncos, it's the Kyle Shanahan staple, where it's all the linemen are kind of blocking in a flat, kind of fast, you know, direction, right or left, and they want the defense to run fast to get out there. And then in the Patriots' best running concept is the stretch runs. When they do it, they don't do it enough. But the mirrored play, the mirrored passing play to a stretch run is the boot off of it. So when you go to do a boot, if you're really good at running these stretch plays, the defense goes, oh, we got to honor that run, right? And so it holds the defense's attention enough so that when you boot around, you're like, oh, crap, it's a boot. There's my guy running out into the flat, and I'm not even close to him. You can really, I think you can really get some easy points doing that. I would like to see them do that more.
May feeling the pressure. Taking a shot. He's got his man. It's Pop Douglas, and he is in. Touchdown.
Pop Douglas against the Saints. 53-yard touchdown right there.
Yeah, so a wide receiver group that we've talked about, feels like for years, that we've kind of, remember Mike Giardi called them, what was that, 2 years ago, stink, stank, and stunk. We've kind of crapped all over them. Even this year, we were like, oh, you signed Diggs, but he's old. He's on an ACL. Maybe you went from 32nd to 27th in the NFL. How's this wide receiver group look now?
All right, so let me put it to you this way. Last year, the receivers were ranked thusly in from PFF, okay? Last year, the Patriots receivers, Pop Douglas was ranked the 59th best wide receiver. Kendrick Bourne was ranked the 90th, and Kayshon Booty was ranked the 91st.
Ouch.
Okay, so that was last year, though. None were in the top 50. However, this year, you have Matt Collins is 47th. You have Kayshon Booty, 27th. You have Stephon Diggs, he's 16th. And Pop Douglas is the 11th ranked wide receiver in the NFL in 2025. Last year, zero wide receivers in the top 50. This year, four are in the top 50 of grades, according to PFF.
And we were talking about it the other day.
That's courtesy of my producer, Steve Hamlin, over there at NBC Sports Boston. Thank you, Steve.
And Steve, if I wanted to pick nits, I would be like, wait, the 11th best receiver in football is Pop Douglas. And that is basically because the efficiency, right? He's made more big plays per opportunity than almost anybody in the NFL. But Fitzy, we talked about it. That group you got there would have looked differently if Chris Godwin had taken the bag. You may have been fortunate, a little luck there, that Chris Godwin or whoever didn't want to take the bag. You ended up with this crew, and this crew has been more than good enough with this quarterback.
Yeah, that the Patriots lucked into something by having a bunch of receivers turn down trades to them from Brandon Ayuk last year to Chris Godwin not wanting the money this year, so that they, quote, had to settle on Stephon Diggs, who not only has been great on the field, recovering from that ACL, way in advance. Side note, shout out to all the ACL and reconstructive ligament surgeons, the orthopedics out there that are bringing guys like Christian Watson, who had an ACL MCL last year, back faster, quicker, and more effective than ever. But that said, Steph Diggs comes to your team, great on the field, and he's your emotional leader and like an honorary captain. He's awesome.
So that was the TED Talk about the Patriots. Up next, we're going to look around the NFL. Patriots were off, but there was a lot of fun football and had some impact on the standings. We'll talk about that. And remember, about 45 minutes from now, we're going to give away another autographed football by a former or current Patriots quarterback, our QB under a tree giveaway at 4:30. Stick around for that and more TED Talk next.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
That was a compilation of highlights and or lowlights, depending on which side of the field you were on, from Sunday's big game between the Bengals and Bills in Buffalo in the snow. Bills get the win with a helping hand from Joe Burrow, who was cruising right along until he tried to shot put a ball out to, I believe it was Ja'Marr Chase, and
yep.
It didn't get there. He didn't have a grip on it. It went the other way. Probably ends their season. And they were a team that I was starting to wonder, ooh, could they be dangerous if they get in the playoffs? Ted Johnson, did you catch any of that game? What'd you think of the Houston defense, which played a role in the Chiefs? We'll talk a little bit about the dynasty maybe dying next segment. But what'd you see across the league this weekend?
I mean, I didn't get the chance to watch the games. It used to be you could get TV on flights.
Yeah.
And now it's just movies and series. I was thinking I could get on a plane and watch a football game.
Damn streamers.
I didn't want to pay the $8 for the Wi-Fi.
Wait, didn't you yell at me for not buying a shirt? You didn't pay the $8 to watch the Wi-Fi?
They're very different. Very different.
Sometimes you got to treat yourself, Ted.
You got to treat yourself, Ted.
Yeah. No call. No doubt. I mean, no doubt. Thank you for that lecture. But so I didn't get to see the games, but I saw the highlights. The Texans, to me, was kind of the most impressive, at least from a defensive standpoint. I mean, their offense, my gosh. C.J. Stroud, it's. I mean, they had like 4-3 and outs in a row. It was like, please. But the Texans defense, if you didn't know, was pretty legit.
Yeah.
That scares the hell out of me. And I heard you guys talking to Mark Schlereth earlier today. I get worried about those dominating defenses. I will always pick a dominating defense over a dominating offense in any matchup in the playoffs. So obviously the Broncos and the Texans are going to scare the hell out of me. The Texans defense is, oof. You have two edge rushers like that. You don't have to blitz that much. You know, you can. You can be timely about it. But that offensive line for the Chiefs just looked overwhelmed. Patrick Mahomes, he looks cooked, baby. I know we're going to get into it a little bit more after this. But the Chiefs, I think, obviously they're done. The Texans are going to be there. And it's their defense that's going to carry them as far as they need to go. But the Bills, okay, they showed me a little bit something right there. I mean, that was the game was going back and forth. Those conditions. I mean, to be as efficient as Josh Allen was, which he was 22 for 28, 3 touchdowns, James Cook looks like that. He's starting to kind of cook up a little bit. So I'm glad that the Bills won that game. I'd rather them, the Patriots play them off of a win rather than off of a loss.
Oh, interesting. We might get into that a little bit more as the week goes on. Fitzy, I utilized the question we were bandying about a little bit. Who did you not want to play yesterday when we were talking about it? I used that as the poll today. Patriots fans, and this is at Jumbo Hart at WEEI Afternoons, which of the current other playoff teams do you least want to see New England face in January? And Ted Johnson just named the leader right now. The options I gave were the Broncos, the Texans, the Bills, or other, and 44%. Vote that they least want to see the Texans play the Patriots. Bills is next, actually, pretty close at 38%, and I have a feeling that one could swing based on whatever happens on Sunday at Gillette Stadium. And then the Broncos. I got to tell you, 17%, that's what I would have voted.
Broncos.
Feels pretty low for the number one seed in the conference.
Number one seed with like a pass rush that was on a historic pace.
I mean, they've won 10 in a row too, right?
Yeah, like, I mean, if we can't have, you know, defend the Patriots when people look down their nose and then look down our nose at the Broncos, I feel like you got to, they're kind of on equal playing field right now.
Bo Nix, 31 of 38. How's that? Pretty good?
That's pretty good.
Yeah.
The Raiders.
No touchdowns, no interceptions, but very efficient. And he's not screwing it up. Just don't screw it up, Bo.
When you have a defense like that, to me, that's the first job of Bo Nix and C.J. Stroud. Don't screw it up. Even though I know you said their offense struggled and had some three and outs there, if with that defense, you're probably not going to lose with a three and out. You know how you're going to lose? If you do like Jalen Hurts did last night and turn the ball over multiple times on the same play and throw four picks, right? Like, stay out of the way.
It's impressive that Jalen Hurts was able to find a way to throw a pick and fumble in the same play. That takes talent, guys.
Yeah, and a dominating defense like that turns the ball over, gives your offense more opportunities than it would have had otherwise. So that's why a scary defense scares me.
I think you guys used to say, or Brady, somebody used to say back in the day, no one ever lost by punting, right? Like maybe Charlie Weiss. Might have been a Charlie Weiss type thing. No one ever lost by punting, especially when you have a defense like you guys had, like the Texans have, like the Broncos have, right?
So let me just succinctly try and put this in simpler terms. So the Jaguars, the Chargers, do not scare me. They just don't. The Texans, the Broncos, and the Bills do scare me. And you think of who's coming out of the AFC North. Any team out of the AFC North doesn't scare me. I don't know if it's going to be, it looks like a two-horse race, either the Steelers or the Ravens. Oh, you lost to the Steelers? Yeah, I know.
Not really.
I'm not that worried about it. So neither of those teams scare me. And then the AFC South, you know, it's going to be the Texans or Jaguars. The Texans much more than the Jaguars scare me. And it's just kind of, is it a shame that we feel bad for the Colts that their season has just gone up in a blaze of glory?
Nope. I've never liked the Colts.
Yep, never been a fan of theirs either. So they are going to be out of this thing pretty quickly here.
All right, coming up next here on WEEI Afternoons, we have to have a little dynasty talk. We know what the Patriots dynasty was, the first edition, the second edition, and the totality of it. It certainly feels like, and Mark Schlereth enjoyed this topic earlier, that the first era of the Chiefs dynasty may be done, may be dead. They're not going to win the division. Doesn't look like they might even make the playoffs. Probably not going to go to the AFC title game. Maybe a little dynasty comparison up next here on WEEI Afternoons. And remember, stick around, 4:30, QB under the tree. That's all.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing, even when I don't. And I like the sound of starting my own business, Walton Goggins Goggle Glasses. But I'm an actor. I don't know what I'm doing. I needed help. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. I didn't even realize I needed a social media calendar. GoDaddy Aero will take your idea that sounds good and make a business that looks like you know what you're doing. GoDaddy Aero can get your business up and running in minutes. You know what that sounds like? It sounds like a plan. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.